producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America tonight. Do you believe it's June? Yeah, we're into June already. Where does the time go? So much happening on the Hill. So much happening in your backyard and my backyard. Can't wait to dive into it all. Kate Delaney welcoming you to this version of ATN this time around. And it was a weekend, honestly, where I think some people for the first time really felt that summer weather. Kids are starting to get out of school. Some are still in for another week or so, but a lot are out of school or getting close to it. So they're taking those final tests and those final moments of whatever grade they're in before they move up to the next grade. And boy, there's nothing like summertime when you're a kid. That's when you don't care about the heat. For the rest of us, all we do is moan about melting, don't we? Yep, and a lot of people are starting to moan about the heat. It's funny because it's like clockwork, right? We went through a horrific winter, especially in the Northeast, and all we did was whine about the amounts of snow and how the snow was being cleared and some of the problems getting that done and budgets that were busted because of all the salt that had to be thrown out onto the streets. It was really a rough winter in so many places, not just the Northeast, the Midwest, and even the Southeast. We had some crazy traffic jams. Atlanta, remember that? The people that were trapped in a terrible traffic backup, and some of them just walking for miles because they couldn't go anywhere. Kids that had to stay overnight in schools, and the same with a Raleigh dorm. It was like a repeat performance just a few weeks later. And now that we're getting into the warmer stuff, people are complaining. Mother Nature just cannot win. That's the upshot of this. Cannot win. All right, some of the interesting things that I think, anyway, piqued my radar as we went into the weekend, through the weekend, one of the biggest stories, and I absolutely believe this was something that a lot of people were talking about in my backyard and in your backyard, too, is what happened with Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. I mean, this story is incredible. And it's incredible for the fact that, you know, we knew of his plight, right? We knew the fact that he had been held by the Taliban for a long time. 5 years in a blink of an eye. That's how long that long time was. So now, you figure what has to happen for him is that whole recovery process and the reintegration and everything else that you can imagine what that would be like and for his family. But the other part of this is the swap that went on. This happened because of a swap. The Taliban let him go because of five detainees at Guantanamo Bay, who were transferred to Qatar. They were transferred, and they were the swap. They were the swap for him. And as I said, this all of a sudden happened. Now, this has been behind the scenes worked on for a long time. And here's my question on the other side of the besides digging into him, which is terrible what happened, what about these prisoners who are being released? What's going to happen as far as they're concerned with monitoring them? You think they're not going to want to blow up people in the West? They're not going to have incentive to be violent? So who are these people that were part of the trade? After he was captured by the Taliban in 2009. So it was one for five. They took custody, agreed to take custody of the detainees and then provide so-called assurances that they wouldn't pose a threat to the United States, including a one-year ban of travel in and out of Qatar. The names of the five released, mostly mid to high level, this is who they were, mid to high level officials in the Taliban regime. And they were captured early in the war in Afghanistan because of who they were in the Taliban. Not because of any ties to Al-Qaeda. It was because of who they were in the Taliban. And you look at their rap sheet, and the direct association, a couple of them absolutely had to Osama bin Laden. One of them even supposedly a close friend of Hamid Karzai, so explain that. And then the chances that these would be the five that they would pick. So U.S. law says that Congress has to be notified of any prisoner transfer. That was my first question when I was driving around and heard this. 30 days in advance. So, was there any notification or not? Was it just the one for five deal, the single soldier for their five? And listen, I want to know about this guy too, Bergdahl, because I feel for him. I feel for his family. There's no question about that. But how this deal took place is, I think, what really has you shaking your head. As soon as I heard that, that's the very first thing. I feel for this family, but the first thing I thought is, how are they doing this? Supposedly, they're so dangerous that they're at Gitmo. Now they're free? And they're not going to take a swipe at the U.S.? And, oh yeah, don't worry, for a year, they're not going to be able to travel anywhere? Are you feeling good about that? And I thought we didn't do those kinds of things. Really? I thought we didn't do that. And then what's that going to be like, the reintegration for this American? I mean, any chance that they flipped him? Any chance of that happening? What do you think, America? Good deal or bad deal? And how does this happen? How does this happen without any notification to Congress? Or did they notify Congress? Obama said. I don't think they were notified. So once again, skirting around the facts. Just getting around it. Or am I looking at this all wrong? Is this the long view, to look at this POW? Because I absolutely feel for him and his family, there's no question about it. And wouldn't you do anything and want your government to do anything, let's be real, if it happened to you, to bring your son back? What do you think? Your 2 cents, I'll take them. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet me on the flip side. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All of us celebrate with Sergeant Bergdahl, with his family. I mean, looking at his parents there, I mean, that's emotional and it's powerful. At the same time, the terms of the deal are very troubling. I think it is very disturbing that we are releasing five acknowledged terrorist Taliban leaders in a deal with terrorists.
All right, I have to agree. For once, on the money with Senator Ted Cruz out of Texas on that one. It is very, very troubling. Nothing against the, you know, the Army Sergeant Bergdahl. Certainly not. In Haley, Idaho, they couldn't have been more ecstatic. Imagine that time gone since 2009. I can't even imagine it. His family, I'm sure, can't even imagine it, that, wow, this is happening. It's 28 years old, released by the Taliban in exchange for those five detainees. But what does it mean? How, like, all of a sudden, boom, the floodgates just fling open and that's it? Are you kidding? And I, you know, not for nothing. I mean, this town has really been backing him. They haven't forgotten him. They had a thing last year, I just was reading a story on that, where they had almost 3,000 people last year who helped raise money to bring him back. There was a bringhimback2014.com, and people were donating money and doing everything they could to help the Bergdahl family, who just couldn't believe what had happened the second it happened. Even the father, Bob Bergdahl, just let his facial hair grow. He looks like one of the guys from Duck Dynasty. He has such a long beard because he said this was in solidarity with his son. So how difficult for him to come back, too, to reimmerse himself after being with the Taliban for all of those years. But the exchange is troubling. The exchange is troubling, and supposedly we don't negotiate with terrorists. Well, who do we negotiate with there? And how come nobody else on the Hill was made aware of this? Circumventing that. Was it just this, all of a sudden there was this tiny window? It was a tiny window that Susan Rice had to jump in? Because that's basically what she said. This was the opportunity after all of these years of dealing with this. And of the five, and they were all mid to high level intelligence people in the Taliban, you have one, Mullah Nouri, who was the governor of a province in the Taliban regime, and he played a huge role in coordinating a fight against the Northern Alliance. He was detained and sent to Gitmo after surrendering in 2001. He claimed during interrogation that he never received any weapons or military training, but according to an assessment, he just kept continuing to deny his role, but he had amazing amounts of access to anyone high up in the Taliban. And he's been characterized as a high risk and of high intelligence value. I mean, listen, they cherry picked the best of the best. So, come on. Cop even says, I hope they installed a chip in the prisoners so we know where they're at. I would be concerned. I'm concerned about blowback. Very concerned. Then you have this other, Abdullah Wasik. He was the deputy chief. His cousin was the head of the intelligence service. I'm just giving you some bits and pieces here, some little nuggets. He was an Al-Qaeda intelligence member, too, had links with members of other militant Islamist groups. He was arrested trying to help the United States locate senior Taliban figures, they say. He denies any links to those groups. Troubling. Troubling. And a big concern is what happens now. You know, what happens now? You give up five for one. You don't get the sign off on the Hill. What are we going to see with Sergeant Bergdahl? Which is, I mean, you feel for him again being captured. But there's no question, as I've even looked this up, seen it now probably four or five times to make sure that this is right, but U.S. law says that Congress has to be notified of any prisoner transfer from Guantanamo 30 days in advance. So this is going to be interesting, the fallout of this. I think this upcoming week on the Hill, this is a lot of what the conversation is going to be about. So was the U.S. law indeed broken here? They've got Qatar's assurances, I guess. Is that something you can trust? So they're going to monitor these people? And the fact that we had no idea about it. The fact that we had no idea about it, it just is, to me, too thorny. I mean, listen, time is important. So was this the kind of deal where, hey, listen, we got this tiny window here. You snooze, you lose. Give us our five and that's it. And if you don't do it now, forget it. I just have a hard time believing that. Because they've been working on this, according to Susan Rice, they've been working on this for 3 years. And certainly, to have one of our own that was captured and has been there since 2009, and to try to bring him back, get him back, you know, listen, is in one sense amazing. But as I look at this, there's a reason why they wanted them back. Five mid to high level officials in the Taliban regime. They were picked up right when all the things got hot in the beginning of this deal. So, listen, a long time coming, certainly. An army sergeant described as hardworking, grounded, a community kid, the community rallying around him, his parents at the White House excited when the president made the announcement. But I think really stunning a lot of people. And stunning in the fact that at what cost? Hopefully none. Hopefully there is no cost here. And a guitar, they honor their word. They watch these guys like hawks. I find it hard to believe, but I guess there's some trust there. And if you look back on things that were said and you remember, and of course, I'm sure so much of this was provoked, but some of the statements, including I'm ashamed to be an American, the title of U.S. soldier is just a lie of fools, the horror that is America is disgusting, and, you know, it goes on and on. He's put in that position, however, and told, and we'll find out, and told things to say. So it's a very strange tale. Freed after 5 years of being held in captivity by the Taliban. But there's a lot of mystery to this. It happened Saturday morning. He's turned over. The Taliban turned him over to U.S. Special Forces in exchange for five Islamic militants who were held at Guantanamo Bay. And they're going to be under the deal of this trade. They're going to be there in Qatar for a year. So he was picked up. Bergdahl was picked up by helicopter. And then moved from there in western Afghanistan near the Pakistan border on Saturday. And after jumping on the helicopter, he tried to communicate with his rescuers over the rotors. And he scrawled SF on a paper plate, asking his rescuers whether they were special forces. Wow. Stay with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Americans have always been ready. to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Kate Delaney. Do you want to sound off on Sergeant Bergdahl, fair or foul? After 5 years, he returns to the U.S., is on his way. He was picked up on Saturday in an exchange with the Taliban for five high-level intelligence types in the Taliban, who in many cases were extremists. And just a one-year guarantee that they can't get out of Qatar. So after that, though, free to do what they want to do. Right call, wrong call, what say you, America? You can throw it in anytime during the show, 855-266-5283. And the daily salute coming off of the weekend has to be what everybody was talking about the last couple of days, and what we've been talking about now for over a month and a half, is the fact that Veteran Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki resigned on Friday. And, yeah.
Thank you.
5 weeks too late, but this is after everything that happened at the VA in Phoenix, the secret records, the double lists, all that kind of stuff. People who presumably died because they couldn't get in to see anybody. So now there was just Democrats piling on, along with the Republican voices who are already out there, that were calling for him to resign. And you knew the pressure, the dam was going to burst. And it did. After we had the story on Wednesday of the Inspector General's report that confirmed the secondary list in Phoenix and evidence at 42 other VA spots of manipulation, let's call it, distorting what was legitimate and what wasn't. In many cases, it's looking like it was tied to bonuses, because if you got people through faster, boom, 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 let's click them through like a Disneyland ride if you have the fast pass, and then you're going to get your big bonus, which amounted to $8,000, $9,000, sometimes $10,000. I mean, clearly, this is nothing new when it comes to staff. There aren't enough doctors. There aren't enough other staff members at most of the VAs. We know that. But this is something that's been going on for a long time. And the big thing here is the abuse of the system, which is sickening and reprehensible. And what about criminal prosecution? Hey, hey, how about that? Let's not just move on from this. Oh, Shinseki resigns. Easy for me to say. Shinseki resigns. Now let's just move on. Appoint someone else in there, and we're going to clean things up. No, 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 no. Somebody needs to answer for this, and let's never, ever see this kind of thing happen again. Yes, there's going to be problems. Yes, there's going to be people that are going to have to wait. But isn't it interesting that as soon as this broke, and everybody else that knew that they were in trouble in other VAs across the country, boy, did they scramble. Scrambled enough that I know for a fact in Dallas, I know for a fact in Florida, a couple of different VAs in Florida, I know for a fact in California, because of people I know, that for the first time when they went, it was boom. They were bending over backwards, doing anything they could to help people, getting them connected to welfare workers and getting them help and putting them in performance teams for psychological things and whatnot. So now it's, the good news is, because the story broke, something has happened already, immediately. It's called CYA. So if you're trying to protect yourself and you're worried, you're going to step it up. Boom, it's a new day. That is good. But it doesn't help the people in the past. It doesn't help anybody who passed away because they weren't seen. And who knows how many that number ultimately is. I absolutely believe that people should be prosecuted for this. You can't send people to war in a voluntary military and have them go again and again and again. And, hey, they sign up. But it's morally reprehensible that they come back and they don't get health care and they don't get the benefits they're supposed to get. I mean, come on, give me a break. Then they were trying to say that the reports, some of the reports never reached Shinseki's desk. And I don't know, I find that hard to believe in one sense of the word. And in another area is called delegation. So if I'm a cabinet member, then that's it. I've accepted a cabinet position. I'm vetted, I'm cleared, whatever. And it's my gig, then the buck stops with me, whatever it is. It doesn't matter what I am, what role I'm in. And this is a very big role to be in. So you cannot play the blame game. Ah, I didn't know. I didn't get the reports. I mean, yes, things can happen. Yes, there can be greed and overreach and other things that you can't necessarily say, well, you should have 100% been able to do everything. Well, of course not. But nothing seem to be done. And I'll say this again. I just had this conversation over the weekend. The transition team of the Bush people told the Obama people, this is a problem. Listen, we're worried about this problem. This is what we're seeing starting to bubble up. They were aware that there were people that were backed up too much. They were trying to work on that, and they were telling them, be careful, because this is happening. It's very pervasive. So they had to have that general knowledge. They were certainly told that. They were told that the situation was bleak. So if I accept that spot, I get that position, then I know what I've got to deal with. I got to roll up my sleeves. I got to have the right people in place, for goodness sake, to deal with this, because I've accepted it. That's part of the deal when you're a leader. When you're in charge, you have to get the right people around you. And if you don't have them, you got to cut them. That's what you do. You get rid of people that are dead weight, especially when you're in an important spot, like Shinseki was. It's very clear the one thing that the American people care about is veterans. Is veterans. And some say we don't do enough, and certainly I'm one of those people, and many of you are. So here's the obvious thing. What's the most important thing? The most important thing is that the people who come back and need help get the help they need, get the health care they need. Other people that have served the country in the past get the health care they need, because that's what they're promised. And the last thing they should have to worry about is health care, is not getting in, is feeling that they have a bulging disc or they have brain problems and they can't get in. And you have older veterans from Vietnam, from Korea, from those wars who need help. I mean, the VA, that's what it is. Veterans, helping veterans. And I think the most important thing is that medical care. There's so many other things. You can talk about jobs. Remember, there's a lot about jobs and getting retrained and money available for vets, and all that's great. But the most basic thing that you have to have is your health. You have to have your health care. I mean, otherwise, what else is there? There's no working if you have no health care. So without a doubt, thank goodness that happened, but it's just a little bit too late. Now the ball cannot be dropped on criminal prosecution. For goodness sake, that has to be the next step here. I don't think anybody gets a free pass. The administrator in Phoenix, whoever is connected to making the false lists, it can't just be questioned and then they're out. I absolutely believe they have to be prosecuted. I mean, that's criminal negligence. You could tie it to the deaths. I mean, whose fault is that when clearly other doctors are saying, well, it's too bad because if we had seen you a month ago, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, you know, someone has to answer for that. I can't imagine being a daughter and hearing that from a doctor. Why didn't we see him earlier? And then the answer is, well, because we called every 5 seconds for an appointment and we kept getting put off and told this is the earliest. Well, usually what they said is, this is the earliest we can see you. There has to be some heads on the chopping block. More than just getting fired, more than any of that, it has to be prosecutions. And let's hope they're smart enough, the administration is smart enough to go after that. How come there's been no announcements from Eric Holder? We're going to wait and see what happens with the investigation. Okay, now tell us you're going to pursue some prosecutions. I mean, for goodness sake, we spent tons of money going after the state of Arizona on the immigration issue. Now we can't go after the people who let other people die who are veterans. I mean, I don't think so. Shoot me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or send them to me, 855, this way, by dialing that it is 855-266-5283.
this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
Williams in for the puck, feeds it out to Martinez. Martinez with a shot, tip, score! Kings win the game! Alec Martinez with a shot from the blue line! The Kings are going to the Stanley Cup Final! Remarkable! Incredible! Unbelievable! No
one you can save. Boy, it would have been fun to be at that game. Not if you root for the Blackhawks. Little sports shorts for you here at the tail end of this show. The Kings, the ultimate Kings of the West. Will they survive the date with the New York Rangers for the Stanley Cup, for the privilege to drink out of Lord Stanley's cup? But how about that? They had, on the road, 3 Game 7 wins, and this one iced it. It was absolutely epic. I have to say, as a fan of the puck and the stick, this was a truly awesome game to watch. Matt Johnson, also a big fan of hockey. I know you were watching this. What did you think of the Kings and the Blackhawks finish?
I thought the series overall was just amazing. I mean, it's probably one of the best series I've seen, I mean, ever, to be honest with you. And I'm a younger guy, so I can't compare, like, I mean, some of those 80s series in the 80s with the Oilers and the Islanders. 70s. I didn't see them. But for me, this was, I mean, I think the Stanley Cup Finals are going to be kind of a letdown compared to this, because I thought Game 5, the Kings just had that wrapped up, and we were going to be talking about, you know, what was going to happen in the East. And then all of a sudden, the Blackhawks came back. Game 6 was close as well, and with the epic overtime in Game 5, too. But, I mean, it was an amazing game. Yeah, the overtime, the winner from Martinez, Williams had the assist there. And, I mean, as a kind of a secondary Kings fan, you know, the Wild, Minnesota Wild, my home team, that's my number one squad. But the Kings have become my second favorite squad a while back. I've talked about this before, you know, Justin Brown, or Dustin Brown, the 2010 Olympics. That's when I kind of started liking the Kings. And it was an amazing series. It really was. And I don't know, I got really excited when they kept coming back and coming back and coming back, because Chicago was just on the accelerator, it seemed like, the whole time. And then the Kings just kept answering them and answering them, and finally they warmed down.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great description of what happened. I became a fan after really watching Jonathan Quick and liking this squad. And I used to see the Kings, Matt, a bunch when I lived in California, and I kind of always had them as a second-tier team as well, probably because my number one team is my hometown team would be the Philadelphia Flyers. But it was exciting to watch them and exciting to watch them go through the way they did. And then, like I said, to win on the road a third Game 7 is amazing. They host the Rangers Game 1 of the Stanley Cup on Wednesday night. And I like what Alec Martinez said after the game. We never say die. Someone described us as a bunch of cockroaches that don't go away. That they don't go away. And that's exactly it. They don't go away. That they did not come. They kept coming back, coming back, coming back.
And don't forget the first round. They were down 3-0 to San Jose. I mean, that series is all but over when you're up 3-0 against a team. And they just came back. They won 4 games in a row, and they kept winning on the road in against Anaheim and here against Chicago, too. It's pretty remarkable.
It is. The comeback Kings. I mean, it's perfect. It's made for that. They seem to get better as the threat is imminent. It looks like they're going to get beat down somehow, the brink of elimination. They work harder, and that was clear if you watch the game.
I think the Kings are going to win the Cup, too, because the Rangers, they're a really good story, especially with St. Louis and what's happened with his mother recently. But they have phenomenal goaltending, but their defense is lacking, and they're not going to be able to contain all the big forwards that the Kings have, in my belief.
Yeah, it's, they do have mojo, though, because of what they're up against in history and all of that. So these two teams meeting, they're two scrappy teams, but I agree. I think the Kings probably pull it out, although we may see some pretty exciting hockey. We'll see. Maybe not as exciting as this series, but we'll see.
And I think it's kind of the New York-LA thing is kind of cool, and it's the first time there's ever been a New York-LA final of any sport since, I guess, the Dodgers-Yankees way back in whenever that was, like the late 50s or early 60s.
Yeah, people are always hoping for it. It's like the Knicks and the Lakers, but they never got it. You know,
the Knicks never got it.
Yeah, the Knicks never got it. I mean, you know, the NBA was always salivating over that, thinking, okay, two big, huge markets, lots of different fans. And, you know, you got the West versus the East, and hockey fights, you know, you and I are hockey fans, but a lot of people listening right now to America Tonight could care less about hockey.
The ratings are up, and I think the Olympics has a lot to do with it. These great series has a lot to do with it. And also, this coming weekend, we have the Triple Crown, and NBC has back-ended the Triple Crown race with, I think it's Game 2 of the Stanley Cup. So, should be able to get some holdover viewers that way.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll see what happens with California Chrome coming up. Great segue there. Coming up later this week, we'll go into the odds of California Chrome making history, hitting the Triple Crown. Will that happen at Belmont, which is a pretty long distance? And then it's, as Matt said, it's interesting because the Peacock Network in the thick of it for sure, wrapped around what's happening with the Stanley Cup. And I mentioned Jonathan Quick, who was my, I have a partiality, I guess, in a way, to goaltenders, and he was pretty great between the pipes. 37 saves. So how about that? And, I mean, just, again, congratulations to the Los Angeles Kings. In overtime, they get it done, and they beat the Stanley Cup champions from last year, the Blackhawks. 5-4 was the final score, and then they move on. Obviously, we just talked about that, to meet the Rangers, and we'll see if they can pull it out or not. And like the song says, it never rains in Southern California. It's raining happy tears because you've got the Kings, a Los Angeles team, and California Chrome, an underdog Los Angeles horse, who wasn't certainly not expected to be even in the Kentucky Derby, but then to win the Derby and to win the Preakness, and now to have a chance at a place in history where we haven't had a Triple Crown winner since 1978 and affirmed. So I hope Chrome does it. I am pulling for this horse. He's put in a great workout, I guess, over the weekend. He looks good, like there's just more kick in him. And maybe we're going to see the same after the last Preakness results. You know, you had California Chrome and Ride on Curlin and Social Inclusion. What are we going to see this time around? Does it go down to the wire? Does this horse take it? You know, we're 5 days away from the Belmont Stakes. 5 days away. The countdown, anyway, is on to that big race. Hard to believe that we're already at that point. And I really, really hope that we see that history. I've mentioned this story before, but my cousin in 2004 had a chance to be in that circle with a horse called Smarty Jones, John Service. My second cousin was the trainer for Smarty Jones, and that underdog horse won the first two legs and lost by a nose the Belmont. Otherwise, Smarty would have done it in 2004. And there have been other horses that have come close, but nobody's been able to eclipse a firm's win in 78, and that's a very, very longly held record. So it just might snap this time around. Might happen. My money is on Chrome. We'll talk about that horse and the other horses as we get closer to the Belmont Stakes. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.